The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. For when you want business experts that get to know you, not just your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/businessmatters.
Staying with the creative industry, there is a growing movement amongst artists and media types who say they've had enough of being asked to work for free. Companies are asking them to produce content in return for exposure. Liam Gertie has been finding out more.
Yeah, that tap is banjaxed. I can fix it for you, but it'll cost €50.
Oh, no, sorry, this job is unpaid, but it does offer excellent exposure.
That sketch from Foyle, Arms and Hog perfectly sums up the regular request that freelancers face. Will you work for free? Because we all know exposure pays the rent.
My name is Kieran Byrne. I own a content agency, PR agency called Storylab.
Last year, Kieran was contacted by an established company with expansion plans to the US looking for him to do their PR for free.
He just said, well, you know, we're a startup. We just have no budget for this kind of thing. So we're just kind of hoping you might do it, because obviously we're going to do well in the future and we'll pay it back at some point. And I sent him an email saying I'm a bit surprised that you would expect any company to do any work for free. And, you know, I can't see why your case is any different. And then he replied to me and said, well, you know, in fact, I'm surprised that you're surprised. And he said, you've obviously never heard of the concept of paying it forward, that he had given hundreds of hours in a previous life to working for startups. And this was something he was, you know, clearly expecting, that we'd work for nothing.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
My name is Aoife Herity and I'm a photographer. If there's a project, you've set a budget for the project and you've just chosen to not put any money into the photography of that budget. Especially with larger companies, you kind of go, okay, well, there was a budget for donuts at the meeting about the budget. So there has to be a couple of pennies somewhere, you know, for work that is intrinsic to getting your message out and has inherent value.
So why do businesses often ask people to work for free? I Skyped Matt Dowling, an Irishman in London and the founder of the Freelancer Club, a network that helps to support creative freelancers.
Businesses often look at anything within the arts, things that might be deemed a bit of a throwaway when we were kids, you know, something that's a bit of fun. It's just a bit of paint or it's a click of a button. It's just some guy talking on the radio to another guy. It doesn't seem to have that same value as if we wore suit and ties.
Matt's company did a survey with over 1,000 freelancers on the subject of working for free.
The long and the short is that it really impacts the individual. It devalues them. It also really harms the industry. It's costing each freelancer £5,400 each a year as an impact.
It's a freelance life for us. It's a freelance life for us. Steady paycheck.
Yeah, get real.
Chips for dinner.
That's a meal. Freelance life.
It's fair to say that most freelancers I spoke to said people should always say no to working for free, even if you're just starting out. Tara Prendergast, who runs an online community for creative people called Biscuit, feels you should do what's best for you.
If money is like an issue for people that are reaching out to you, I think you can always look at what else can they offer me. For example, are they web developers, right? I have no website, or my website is really bad. Can they help me with that? And can I leverage the work that I do to get something back from them if they're not cool with the whole money thing for some strange reason? And I think it's knowing what you actually need for your business first.
I think it's just shifting that mindset where, you know, 2019 now, content, which is a bit of an ugly word, but businesses understand it, is really valuable. And the producers of that content are often very artistic and creative.
It's the free.
Liam Gertie reporting.